Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Hour two of Rosie on the House. On what I think you could objectively call an absolutely beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We show up. And when I say we, I mean my co-host and son, Romy Romero, who's been by my side, both in the field and in the radio station for about 15 years. We have our broadcast engineer, Mr. Mike Reisch, who's making sure everything gets done right, correctly, and technically way over my head. I could never do the job. And then my wife, Jennifer, is in the call screening station. She'll take your call. You dial 1-888-767-4348. And it's our entire objective to be here every Saturday morning for one reason, to answer any question you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you're contemplating a project or you're staring or looking at a deferred maintenance issue that needs to be cared for, or you're in the middle of a project and not quite sure how to finish it, we are your number one resource for answers, and we're free. 1-888-767-4348. With an awful lot going on this particular weekend, if you're in the Phoenix metro area, of course, we have the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. It's out at the Arizona State Fairgrounds. It'll be today and tomorrow. As you're touring the floor and talking to all of the vendors that are out there, there's literally hundreds of them out there, be sure and watch for the Rosie on the House certified teardrop banner, and you'll know you'll be dealing with one of our personally selected and certified contractors there on display and ready to answer any question you might have there. So that's today and tomorrow. Now, as it relates to updating, Jennifer has an update for us on an issue that came up in the show a couple weeks ago.
Right. The question was posed by a caller. What happens when you have a contractor replace your smoke detector battery? Mm-hmm. Shouldn't it, by law, be lithium? And so I didn't really understand the ramifications of that question, and we didn't know. We tried to call Tecna, but our main guy was in Canada, so he missed our phone call. But the answer is that all smoke detectors would be better off with the lithium, though it's not by law. He said ethically, every contractor should put in lithium batteries because the difference between an alkaline battery and a lithium battery in a smoke detector is that when they're dying, a alkaline battery will just chirp for 2 hours telling you it's going out. Beep, 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 beep. And you're at work and you never hear it, so you don't know your detector's out. But if you have a lithium battery, it takes much longer to die, maybe even a couple weeks. So you're gonna have more of a chance of hearing that beep and that alarm that, hey, we're getting low on energy here, low on battery. So it's only a couple bucks more per battery. They're usually right next to the alkaline batteries in the store. And just make sure that when you put your new batteries in your detectors that you're using a lithium battery for that reason.
Very good. That's a great tip. That was a tip I was never aware of. So we got that from our Rosie certified security expert, Jason, over at Tecna Security. Advanced Security for Arizona Families, Tecna Security.
He's located in Casa Grande. He services Phoenix and Tucson. In fact, he's exhibiting at the home show this weekend. So if you're going down there and you were looking for a security guy, make sure you get over to Tecna.
Okay, very good. You know, I have something that caught my eye this week. Did you see how the Super Bowl is going to be powered?
Electricity?
Yeah. SRP is providing the entire, as I understand it, and I only caught a headline here. I need to research this a little bit more. SRP is going to power the Super Bowl with wind power. All the electricity required to feed all the activities in and around the Super Bowl are going to be done with wind power. Are they going to set up temporary turbines?
I wasn't under the impression
pipe that in
there
from
was
somewhere?
Enough wind turbines.
I don't know. Really caught my attention.
We're going to have to get somebody on that.
I'm going to have to get in touch with the people at SRP and see what they can tell me about that. I need to find out more about that. Hey, if you are in the Phoenix metro area and you're kind of a hands-on kind of guy, a gal, at 11 o'clock, the Rockler Woodworking Store up on Thunderbird and Tatum is having a demo for how to make your own window wood shutters.
Oh, wow.
They've got the jigs that they sell, and they're going to do a demonstration on it. So that's one I wish I could make, but it's today at 11 a.m. So making your own wood shutters. Take a look at Rockler. It's just another one of their little ongoing educational seminars they've got going.
We had them on a couple just before Christmas talking about handmade gift-giving. That was a really fun show. That was another one of those first of. We'd never had a wood shop in before. And I know they distribute through a woodworker source, which I get their emails, and they've always got something going on. They've got three Phoenix locations and a Tucson location. Yeah. So there's additional resources there if you're looking to get into a little bit of woodworking, wood turning, or whatever kind of carving, woodland.
Couple things for you to do today. In the third hour of Rosie on the House, we'll be talking with certified kitchen designer Ann Lyons, talking about new and current trends and the history of my favorite room in the whole house, the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an hour three. But right now, let's go to the lines. We've got almost a full bevy of callers already lined up. There is one open line if you'd like to sneak in at 1-888-767-4348. Now would be a great chance to jump on. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning. Could you speak a little louder or have him dial up the sound a little bit?
Oh, okay. We'll try.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You bet.
This is my second call.
Okay.
It's a train unit. It was put in May of 2008.
Okay.
And on the last visit here, they told my husband that the indoor coil is oxidizing and rusting out.
Okay.
And they want to put in some type of a coil guard because there's this reaction apparently between the copper coil and the aluminum housing.
Okay.
And I just wondered if you had ever heard of that. And also, I would really like to speak to a representative of the train company.
Okay.
Because I don't trust this service that we're getting when they tell me stuff.
Ooh.
You know, train's supposed to be very good.
Yeah, train's good equipment.
Right. And this is that we have a 12-year warranty on parts and labor on the compressor and 9 years on maintenance.
And, Carolyn, where in Arizona are you calling from?
Mesa.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I just happen to know the factory rep for Train, and I'll bet you if I buy him a hamburger and a milkshake, I can get him over to your house. So we'll have him take a look at it. I don't like that the unit is 5 or 6 years old and incurring this kind of corrosive action. I'm thinking there's some kind of contributory factor that we need to take a look at. And if you're not happy with the company that installed it or has been servicing it, don't do anything. Are you currently with heat? Is everything working?
You mean on this particular unit?
Yes.
Well, it's working.
Okay.
Yes. It's okay. Not like we don't have any heat or
okay.
Anything like that.
All right. Well, we've got your name and your number. I'm going to ring you the very beginning of the week. We're going to set up an appointment for the train rep and I to get to your house and take a look at it. I know you're not using a Rosie certified air conditioning contractor. I want to at least give you a free second opinion about what could possibly be going on here. And they very well may be right that this is a situation, but it warrants a second opinion, and I'm going to get you that second opinion for free. With that said, we've updated what went on last week in the show and lithium batteries. Romy, what's been going on in the digital world of Rosie on the House all week long?
You know, it's actually been pretty quiet as it relates to emails. So I look for unique questions, different questions, stuff we've never heard before. I really didn't see anything, but I did see a very good trend of thank you letters. Matt writes in and says, I recently had Arizona Chimney Sweep come out and did my fireplace. I was so impressed with their service. I had to write a special blog just about it and shared his family blog that he took his time out to write just about the service he got from Arizona Chimney Sweep. So we appreciate you taking the time to do that, Matt, and of course for using Rosie Certified Partners. Jan says, I would give you a kiss if I could do it in an email. Chuck Knight of Knight Air Conditioning and his crew were absolutely fabulous in replacing my heat pump. Thank you. They were extremely professional and extremely well-mannered. William writes in and said, I'd like to compliment you on a locksmith. Big Mike from Acme Locksmith has been out to our house, and I couldn't be more happy with the service I get from him. And this brings up an interesting thing. Acme Locksmith has recently just expanded. They've all originally were on Main Street in Mesa, just on the west of Lindsay, but they have a location now at Scottsdale and Shea, as well as 20, let me see what the address
I don't remember
here, 12th
all the
Street
locations,
in Glendale.
But there were three
is
of
their
them.
Newest one. 1219 East Glendale Avenue. So that's 12th Street in Glendale. Congratulations to Acme for their continued expansion. And not only locksmith services, but safes and anything you're trying to lock in or lock out.
Been a great member of Roselle Now's for lots of years.
We appreciate all the feedback on our Rosie Certified Partners. If you have a question that you can't get in for during the week, it's R-O-S-I-E on thehouse.com, Rosie on thehouse.com. Just click to contact us.
All right. We tell you all to call us with any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. You've done a great job. We have Tom and Gilbert wants to talk about water pressure regulators on a new water line that's just been replaced. Mary wants to thank us for a recommendation and ask for some additional questions. Brian and Mesa wants to talk about travertine outside. And Lori wants to talk about comparing foam. All of those questions and yours right after we get back from this short break.